I'm so, so nervous. I keep telling myself, just pretend I'm talking to 10 people, but I saw all 540 of you. So I'm going to try to do my best. When I became the ring keeper, this ring was thrown out into the audience, and I believe it was heading towards the balcony. But it hit something and fell right down beside me. Not in front of me, but beside me. And all the lights were on, and everyone is looking to see who got the ring. The woman next to me was not reaching for it. I bent down to give it to her, and she would not take it. Jessica is up here on stage saying, "Everyone look at the blonde-haired lady with the black sweater. Let's hope that she returns next time with the ring." And I said to myself, "Oh, crap." A few minutes later, I opened up the box, and it was empty. And I thought, maybe the woman who threw it out sold the ring. Maybe there was never any ring in here to begin with, and it was all a joke. But a few rows behind me, a gentleman said, "What? There's no ring in the box?" He said, "It must have bounced out when it hit the floor." He said, "I'll help you find it when the lights turn on." So after the show and everyone's leaving and the lights are on, he comes up and he helps me find the ring. He hands it to me, and someone said to me, "That's Jim Magruder. That's the man who originally threw out the ring in 2006. So I asked him if he wanted the ring back. Immediately he said no. But he held up his hand and he said, "I have a shiny new ring on my hand and I'm very happy." That night I took the ring home and I put it on my fireplace mantle and I didn't get a wink of sleep because I was so worried about getting up here in front of you. The next day I thought, wow, maybe this ring really is bad luck. It's only been 24 hours, and I'm never going to sleep again. But I started thinking about this ring could have been caught by anybody in the audience that night. So someone else would have been up here telling you a different story. And I also thought about Jim Magruder, that the ring was actually in his hand again, and it had come full circle. And that's a story. People ask me, has the ring been bad luck? And they ask me, has it affected my relationship? I want to tell you that in the summer of 1969, July 1969, a boy asked me out on a date. And it was to the Pop Festival at Laurel Racetrack. Led Zeppelin, Savoy Brown, Mothers of Invention, Guess Who. It was a fabulous festival, and there were a few more bands I can't think of. Anyway, the boy ended up to be a really good kisser. So we continued dating, going to school, working. We got married. A year after we were married, we decided to put all of our furniture in storage. We sold both of our cars, sold them, and we bought a hippie van. We said goodbye to our parents and told them that we were going to travel around the country to find another place to live. We took back roads. We didn't take any interstate. And we saw a lot of interesting places. And at that time, there were other young people our age doing the same thing we were doing, some of them hitchhikers. So I have a lot of stories that can go off from this story about those friendly people that we met. We liked Northern California, we liked Denver, but in the end we decided to come back to the East Coast to settle around this area. To jump forward, we settled in Howard County, raised two wonderful sons, and then when they became adult children, they grew up, moved on. We decided to downsize and move to Baltimore City. We've lived here for 8 years. We absolutely love the city. And I'm happy to say, in a few days, we will be celebrating our 36th wedding anniversary.
All right.
Happy anniversary, baby. Aww. I believe this ring will, to each person who is the ring keeper, it will mean something different. To me, I think about each of you, and you each have stories. And to quote Isaac Dennison, each person, each person, oh shoot.
Got it.
To be a person is to have a story to tell. To read it because I don't have my glasses.
Stephanie Moss. Stephanie D. Moss.
There she comes. You think? Is Jim here tonight?
I don't know if he is. Is Jim Magruder here tonight? I guess not.
I think this would be a good way to do it.
Stephanie, are you coming? If you see her on the street this summer, you know, you can ask her about the ring, and you're going to come back and report in September, right?
I will.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.